We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The great Dan Potash. Danny, I miss seeing you in all your wild outfits at Penguin Games, but good to have you on this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Larry, Kevin, good morning. Uncut gem. Nice transition there, Kevin. Well done. Well done.
The transition was probably better than the movie.
Well,
but I suffered through it for us, Dan.
Hey, Dan, we're excited that AT&T Sportsnet is going to play some of these classics, starting with tonight, the great wild card game with the Reds and Pirates, known only here as the Cueto game.
Yeah, forgive me. I was actually just talking about movies. Last week, I was looking through my video library, if you will, and I came across Field of Dreams. Obviously, classic baseball movie, Kevin Costner. And, who doesn't remember the famous, if you build it, they will come, he will come, voice from the cornfields. Well, I swear, man, if you go downtown right now and walk around PNC Park, you will still hear fans chanting, Cueto, Cueto. They have to be. It's a voice. It's a noise that will never, ever go away. And, yes, you are correct. Tonight we are debuting the blackout game, the Cueto game, at 7 o'clock as we begin our salute to Penguins Classic and Penguins Classic games. And you're right, man. I've been in Pittsburgh now for almost 20 years. And to be a part of a season in which the Buccos got back into the postseason on a magical night at PNC Park was so much fun to watch. I've always heard, at least up until that point and still hear it now, that Pittsburgh is a great baseball town. I always knew it, and obviously, getting a chance to follow the Pirates on a daily basis, like I'm fortunate enough to do, you knew that once they got back into the postseason, that things that fans would return with such a force. And that night was so spectacular in so many ways. And what a shining moment! Yeah, I honestly, goosebumps as well just listening to Brownie and his call. And I know there are a lot of people that probably still had that game saved on their DVR. But you know what? A lot of people don't, and a chance to relive that tonight.
That's awesome. Dan Potash joins us, and you're right. Pittsburgh is a great baseball town. Love the Pirates. And this year, a lot of people were looking forward to the Pirates after the, we'll call it a remodeled front office, and looking forward to just spending some time in Bradenton, which you can't now. Pirates were supposed to be in Lakeland this afternoon for a 12:35 game against the Tigers, and tomorrow was going to be an off day before the regular season started in Tampa Bay. But hockey was also supposed to be on the plate. What's the network doing with hockey games?
Well, it actually started last night. We had a chance to relive a special that Penguins TV and the Penguins put together on There's Nothing Like Home, a return to Sidney Crosby's hometown and how he spends his offseason with his hockey camp and some of the off-season training sessions that he has, which it never gets old because obviously we know Sidney Crosby pretty well because we see him on a daily basis, but getting a chance to see him interact with the superstars of tomorrow or the kids of today playing the sport and how he tries to maintain that superstar status it never gets old. And I also had a chance to re-air my lunch with Evgeny Malkin, lunch with Gino when we had sushi to celebrate his 400th goal, which very kind of Gino to take time to do it. I had to make sure it was one of his favorite meals because he absolutely loves sushi. Everywhere we go on the road, he's always finding a sushi spot or he probably already knows where they are and heads there. But a chance to talk about life and everything away from hockey and in addition to what he's done on the ice. But starting next week, yes, classic Penguin games, and what better way to start than what was the long-awaited third Stanley Cup championship, or at least the march to it, beginning with Game 3 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Finals. And, you know, after all the heartache that we saw in 08 with the Penguins reaching the finals for the first time since 92, to fall to the Red Wings in six games, obviously they clinched it on the Civic Arena ice here in Pittsburgh. It was hard, but you knew the team would be back. Who would have thought so soon and against the same team and be down 0-2 in that series in 09 and then to start the march towards winning a Stanley Cup by winning Game 3. And again, it's so cool to relive some of these moments because they never get old. Championships never get old, whether you're winning them in present time or reliving the moments from the past. So a really cool moment to look back at some of that. And it's not just the four wins in the finals from 09. As we move forward over the next few weeks, we will air all four victories from the 16 final, the 17 final, and the coverage continues with the Pirates as well, looking back at some of the other classic moments going back to 1960 because some guy hit a home run and was kind of a big deal, and some team called We Are Family won it in 79, something like that. I mean, come on. It doesn't get old, does it?
No, and a lot of work to put this together for your team, so shout out to Nick Dal Greco and your squad, and I'm a unabashed fan of your work, Dan. I really enjoy what you do. What are you doing now, though, that this unbelievable hiatus in sports, what are you doing on a daily basis?
Well, we're continuing to work on our Pirates and Penguins coverage, both on social media platforms and, again, putting together programming that we can show fans as far as Inside Penguins Hockey or classic Pirates and Penguins games and trying to provide something for people to watch since they're spending so much time at home. But for me, the personal checklist is a list that I've been procrastinating about for quite a long time. Let's see, clean up the closet, sweep out the basement, maybe do some gardening, you know, things like that that I've been putting off for the longest time. It's a good opportunity to do. And actually, my wife has a job that allows her to work at home on a regular basis. So she's kind of in her office at one end of the house. I'm in my office at the other. So we're continuing our social distancing by working from our offices.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you. You know what? I'll tell you how bad it is at my place, guys. I was going to write a list of all the things that I needed to do around the house, and I kept saying, I'll put the list together tomorrow. I still don't have that list, so I guess I will have it tomorrow. And tonight, check out AT&T Sportsnet Classic Penguin Pirates Games, the Johnny Cueto game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.